Now you sitting here with no oil, crazy, unprepared, because you didn't take it seriously. You know what's going to happen in the end time? They're going to come running, trying to get on board the ark.
That's right.
And the ark will be sealed up.
Trying to get in
last minute, because you played the fool. You played God cheap. You thought you could come in your own good time.
That's right.
No, man. This thing is going down right now.
That's right.
Now is the acceptable time of your salvation.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning is not promised to you. You die tonight in your sleep.
Yes, Lord.
Told the man trying to put it off, said, look, tonight your soul will be required of you.
Yes.
You can't schedule your death. This thing will have you so caught up in make-believe that homosexual spirit is the spirit of the fallen race. It's what came into Adam and Eve. Can't you see they became self-conscious, self-aware, trying to hide their nakedness? The homosexual spirit was coming in seed form. It was beginning to absorb into their character, absorb into their thinking, absorb into their emotions, and they became self-aware instead of being God-aware and God-conscious. That's the homosexual spirit. What's the corrupting of society? When you see the society transforming into a homosexual society that accompanies homosexuality, corruption is setting in. It happened in Noah's day. He drowned them. It happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. He burned them up. It's happening right now. What do you think is going to happen to this culture, this society? God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. It's going to happen just like he said it would in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. When that spirit begins to take over, make inroads, contaminate the mind, corrupt the thinking processes, make itself acceptable, and nobody says a word. How can a president stand up and put these homosexuals in the military and no general says a word? If I'm a general, a 4 or 5 star general, I stand against this. I am retiring effective today at 12 noon. I cannot stand with this. And I'm making every journey I can into the media to say this is an abomination. This is garbage. You limp-wristed generals. You don't have the balls to stand for your men. You're not worth the dust it took to make you. To let this filth come on your men. And you won't even stand up for your men.
Right.
You wimps that call yourself Christians. You drag in the church trying to be some sissy pastor's armor bearer. And you won't even fight for your own wife, your own kids.
Right.
You won't even stand against the devil.
Yes.
You sit out here and let a man sodomize young boys. And you stand with them. You're not worth the dust it took to make you.
Amen.
And I ain't going to take it back.
Right.
Somebody's got to stand against the wrong.
Yes.
There is a right and there is a wrong.
Right. Yes.
But when you've been homosexualized, I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm hateful. I'm homophobic. That's the homosexual spirit that's got you, buddy. Any guy that stands up with some balls and tells the truth is now so just irate. And he's so distasteful. And he's so homophobic. Ooh, and he just makes me just so sick with how he talks. And he just so despicable. You sound like that spitting duck on so despicable. What's that duck's name? Isn't that a duck that does Daffy Duck or somebody? Look, man. What's wrong with you? This is crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy for a football player to have long hair draped out of a helmet. You look crazy.
Yeah.
can't take your helmet off and two diamond earrings shiny. Two huge diamond earrings, long hair draped down your back. I guess you got your toenails polished. You're a football player. Get a crew cut, man. All these old tattoos and all this garbage all over you. What's wrong with you? You see how everything is abnormal and everybody accepts it as normal. This is insanity. It's crazy. The homosexual spirit is at work behind the scenes. It's roving and moving and shaking, trying to make you and me bow the knee. I will not bow. Some things a man should be willing to die for. You should be willing to die before you get sodomized. Make of you what we are. So they try to do to the angels in Sodom. Bring them out that we might know them. Literally the Hebrew, make of them what we are. That's why they sodomize young boys. They can't procreate. They can't reproduce. So they got to actually infiltrate the soul of a young boy and turn him out. So we'll have a steady flow of homosexuals into the populace. It's garbage, man. It's trash. It's weak. It's perverted. It's filthy. It's abnormal. It's inhumane. It's degenerate. That's the way that is. God calls it an abomination. It's abomination before mankind. We're microscopically examining the mind, the emotional makeup, the actual elements of the homosexual spirit. Remember, the definition of homosexuality, Satan. He's the father. He fathered it.
That's right.
It birthed out of his loins.
Yes.
Where Isaiah 14, I will. That's where it came from. And it's thriving. It's trying to move and shake to make you into it. If you were fornicating, you were on your way to becoming a homosexual. It was going to work its way out. That's why you went from normal sex to anal sex to oral sex. You was on your way. See, your mind was being perverted. I'll prove it to you. Romans chapter 1. You don't stay stagnant out here in this. You get worse. Progressively worse. The homosexual life is centered around the self life. It's the homosexual spirit's very makeup. It's self-centered, self-conscious, self-absorbed, just plain old selfish. It's self-gratifying. It just bathes itself in nothing but self. It gets into you. It's into itself. It's a spirit. It's a demon. And guess what it does when it gets inside of you? It makes you its personal property. It's into itself, and it uses you for itself. You're now the channel through which it absorbs its very life existence through. So it uses your body as a host to feed itself. That's all it's interested in. It's using you. It's decaying you so that your very makeup and character and emotions and your mind are actually conduits through which it can feed itself. It's a leech spirit. The devil can only rule as a leech. The devil exists through empowerment that comes from abdication. See, when a man abdicates his responsibility and authority, the devil will replace him and rule. He must disempower the man to rule. The man is under assault at all times. He came through Eve to accost Adam. He had to get to Adam to get control of the world. Adam betrayed the world to him, not Eve. Eve had no authority to do it. He's always after male authority. After we've been reborn and regenerated through salvation, the only way he can get to the church and stop us, he must accost the man. He must disempower the man. That's why he puts these homosexual, sissified preachers in the pulpit.
That's right.
And then they homosexualize the congregations, and you got no power. And the Holy Ghost does what? He does the same thing he did to Adam and Eve. He lives off of it. He lives off of us as the church because he will not cohabitate with the homosexual spirit.
That's right.
I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. I'm telling you what the problem is. I'm not making this up. We've been fighting this for 20 years.
That's right.
That's the very makeup of Ahab and Jezebel. Accost the man. Get rid of the prophets of God. Replace them with the prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth. And then rule with a matronized system and tell you this is God. And now you bow down and pray your rosary beads to Mary, not Jesus. Now you have women stomping around in high heels telling you they're the pastor. Oh, we're coming at them. God always has 7,000 that didn't bow to neither Baal now. You go up to the mountaintop, Abraham, you offer up Isaac, but I got a ram in the bush. He always got a ram in the bush. God has never left, you know, like taken by surprise and shocked. He got you, devil. He got you scoped. He got you. He lets you think you got away. But he's going to track you down in due season. He will track you down. It's some folks out there that hear me. As a matter of fact, you give this message right here enough exposure, you'll be amazed at how many people come to it. He tries to stifle us through trying to keep us suffocated so we don't get exposure. But devil, you made a bad mistake. God's got your number. In due season, he will magnify this thing and the folks will be loosed and turn on you. I curse you. And I reverse you. Everything you divine forward, I reverse it on you. Let the curses of the cursor come on the cursor a thousandfold. Let it reverse itself. The prophet told that man, look, I can't curse what God has blessed. It's going to come on you. Witchcraft worker, sorcerer, diviner. Let it reverse.
Yes, Lord.
And these angels are empowered to reverse it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yes.
Jesus said, either gather with me or scatter against me.
Yes.
But there ain't any gray areas up in here. You either in with me or you are against me. Enough is enough. We got power to bind and loose, bless and curse, to proclaim and decree a thing. What you shutting your mouth for?
That's right.
You in your covens with your other witches and warlocks praying and divining and drinking blood out of animals and dissecting children and eating their body parts to get power? I reverse you.
Yes.
See, folks don't know how real it is. You don't know what the witch doctors do in Africa. Under the inspiration of the devil. Down in Haiti. Down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Next door to your house.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual war.
Yeah.
You can't walk around this thing stupid, silly, not understanding what the times and seasons are. Mm-hmm. Not understanding at work why the attitudes are fomenting against you.
Yes.
You got folks that practice witchcraft on your job. Mm-hmm. They got oil and powders they're laying down for you. They putting stuff in the food they bring in the work to give to you. You better know what's going on.
Amen.
Don't be ignorant. Don't be empty headed and be gullible. This is the real deal. So you see all these selfish spirits. That thing gets into you. Takes you over. Uses you as a conduit to feed itself. It'll get you so bad. That'll have you tracking around looking for sex for it. And if it can't find anybody, since it wants to gratify itself, it'll have you have sex with yourself and masturbate. That's that spirit feeding itself.
Exactly.
Using your body members, to gratify itself by you masturbating like an animal. Don't even know what's got a hold of you. Somewhere crazy. Feeding that devil, having sex with you, through you. That's why the Bible says they make all kinds of evil devices. They got all these old toys and stuff they use, electrical instruments and all the stuff these women are using. They got all these vibrators and all these electrical things to have sex with. You think you're going to get married and have a man to be able to have sex with you now? You done used all this artificial junk to stimulate yourself, and now you're going to try to have a husband? That's how the devil will make a fool out of you. He'll make you fall in lust with yourself. It's ugly, it's dirty, it's low down, and it's true. It's real. You got to have your mind radically renewed and renovated after coming out of the world, because your mind has been driven into insanity, especially in the sexual area. People have been driven into madness. And you got to be brought back to sanity again. All this autoeroticism, where you're having sex with yourself, masturbation and all this stuff. The other thing this thing will do, it will objectify the human. In other words, the human will stop being a person and start being an object for me to use. So this wants to use body parts. It won't even see you as a human. The thing will sit down in a person, that homosexual spirit, and just use a human for itself. What can I make you do to satisfy these strange, perverted lusts that are exuding from the demon in me? Try this, try that, do this, do that. And have somebody going crazy trying to satisfy a demon.
That can never be satisfied.
Then it just eats you away, siphons the life out of you, and throws you away and moves on to another person. That's what porno is all about. A lot of these actors and a lot of these singers and a lot of these sports stars, they deal with porno stars. They get the little girls in porno, turned out, crazy, who will do anything because they saw them in the porno movies. So they go and get up with them and have them doing everything a dog would do and talking about this my girlfriend. They're animalized. They're objectified. They're not people. They make them into a pair of shoes. An object to use to satisfy me. That's not a human being. That's an animal. That's a demon-possessed animal. So they only use bodies for self-gratification. In order to affections take control of the homosexual, they cannot love. They can only lust. Lust gratifies self at the expense of another. Love pours through you for the appreciation and something used to elevate and make a person more valuable. Lust takes and depreciates for me. You end up nothing. You end up wallowing on the floor as a dog because I'm taking everything from you. I'm drawing from you. Love is value added. It appreciates. It lifts you up. It gives to you. That's the difference between having a sexual relationship and marriage, where love is the central focus because you're giving to your sexual partner. In fornication and lust and filth, you're taking from the person. You're extracting from them. You're depreciating them. You're breaking them down because you got a homosexual spirit that has a vacuum in you that can only take from a soul. It can't give to a soul. So you end up you end up a beat up hag if you got a homosexual man you're dealing with. You don't dress right. Your hair is unkempt. You're just rusty. Calluses on your hands. Bunions on your feet. You just look bad. You look beat down. You look worn down. You just look terrible. What happened to you? Get with an old nasty drag trying to make you come under the law, telling you don't fix yourself up. You just beat yourself down for a homosexual spirit. Woman, break out of that. Wake up out of that coma. Come to yourself. Stop letting that homosexual guy beat you down. Take a shower. Fix your hair. Put your makeup on. Do your nails up. And walk down the street whistling as you go and feel good about yourself. And stop trying to succumb to that homosexual spirit trying to put you down. I'm the best friend you have. As a woman, I'm here to help you. The homosexual spirit will make you think I'm your enemy. Live. You have been commanded to live.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says God came to you and said, live.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I command you to live.
You.
Get up and live.
Mm.
It's heavy to be up under like a Muslim spirit. That's a self-depreciating, person-depreciating, hating spirit that hates women. Trying to act like you need to cover up and put on all this long stuff and cover your face. And oh man, come on. Every time you see one of them at the store, they got a porno rack in every convenience store in town.
They do.
I want to play like you so holier than thou and self-righteous. Who you think you kidding, man? That's how they bind the woman. Keep the woman depressed and depreciated and under their thumb. So she can't even raise up her head. That's a homosexual spirit. That's what the Israelites drove out of Canaan land. A homosexual spirit is extremely fantasy stricken. It's always fantasizing. It can't afford to be for real because of how degenerate it is and how nasty it is. So it stays in fantasy. Grandiose fantasies, walking around like it owns the world, talking down to people. Watch how proud they act. They put everybody down, always nitpicking everybody, trying to make you feel like you don't measure up. You don't see it. You don't understand things. You don't have all the stuff I have. And I'm living large. And look at my car. Look at my house. I'm living it up. Because they're trying to hide the filth, the degenerated lifestyle, the decadence that surrounds their life on a daily basis. So they have to go into these escape mechanisms to make themselves believe in their own minds that they're so much. Overcompensating, fantasy stricken. Pride is what you see in that false personality. Bathed in pride. Full of themselves. It's ugly. But the homosexual spirit, when it gets on you and in you, it consumes your life just like a ferocious beast. It's like a man-eating tiger. It consumes you. It takes you over and you cease to exist. And you become a flaming, whatever you are, 24/7. See, when it consumes you, you never fall out of character. You wake up like this. You walk around like this. And you live in this spirit. That's agony, man. I don't have to be told the tormenting Eddie Long soul. A tormented man. You're trying to live the life of a double agent. Trying to look righteous unto men. Righteous unto a church. Righteous unto people. And inside this thing eating your guts out of you. I'm not here to malign him. I'm not here to put him down. I'm not here to come against him. I'm here to help him.
Yes.
You can't help him without telling him the truth.
Right.
Saying, man, you need deliverance from a demon.
Right.
Stop trying to play and kid yourself, Herman Cain. Stop doing all this religious singing and singing how great thou art and amazing grace. And all. Look, man, stop. Stop escaping to religious gobbledygook. Get delivered. Repent. Not for the public. Forget the public. Forget politics. Forget the presidency. You got to make it in, man. I'm dealing with souls. I could care less about the presidency. The world will watch you fall and shoot an arrow right through your heart and watch you spiral to the ground and step over your dead corpse and spit on you and not care what happened to you. If I say something about Jay-Z, man, repent. I'm not here to come against Jay-Z. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But you can't get to these people telling them a lie. The whole world's telling them a lie. It's a demon. Is homosexuality a choice or were you born that way? Well, it depends on whether or not you decide to let the demon come in or you were born with the demon in you. Is it psychological? Yes, the demon's going to affect your mind, yes. It's a spirit. It's a disembodied spirit ebbing and flowing from the very loins of Satan himself. Everything that followed him from heaven became homosexual. He led a third of the angels in rebellion. Every one of them became homosexual. I use the word sexual with homo because that's how we can understand it. But they became self-inundated spirits. They love themselves. It's not explicitly sexual, but they're self-lovers. Self-centered. Everything centers around me, my, and I. Everything that followed him, everyone that followed him from heaven became just like him. They live in a lie. They live in fantasy. He's a father of lies and liars. He abode not in the truth. Jesus said that. Homosexuality is a lie, even about what you are. You're lying to yourself about what you are. Here you are with all these male body parts, with high heels on, a blonde wig, and a mini dress, and a penis. You're lying to yourself about what you are.
That's right.
Breast and a vagina with a butch haircut, on Dancing with the Stars, twirling around a little girl like you're a man, Chaz Bono. You're lying to yourself about what you are. You're a woman. They want us to call you sir, mister, he. And the people are doing it.
They are.
You people are crazy.
Yes.
I remember when that little Bono girl was born.
Right.
Chastity Bono. A little blonde doll came on the show with Sonny and Cher. She was a little cutie pie in a little nice little dress.
Yeah.
Cute as she could be.
Beautiful.
How could the devil metamorphosize somebody over the years and now stand up with a beard, a butch haircut, and a suit on, talking about my name is Chaz? Look. There's a devil down here, buddy.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
That joker's on the move. RuPaul. Stomping around in size 27 shoes with high heels on. Feet as long as Bozo the Clown with high heels on. Somebody need to slap you upside the head. But that's the devil.
That's the devil.
The devil can take anything. Anybody. Skew your mind and make it perverted and twisted and warp it.
Yeah.
And have you walking around like as if everything's beautiful and normal. And the church world stays strangely silent. Look how silent it is. You drive by churches up the street. It's 30 churches going down this street, going up the street up here. You drive by the street, you won't hear anybody saying one word about this. The love of God and the Lord loves you, and the Lord is lovely, and it's a lovely day, and I hear the birds singing, and look what the Lord has done, and the Lord is blessing us, and the Lord is beautiful, and the Lord is, look, man, you better confront the devil. You better come against this devil with everything you've got and stop escaping to religious unrealities, fantasies. It's crazy. Let's look at it. Let's microscopically examine it here in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. First of all, know this. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why, man? Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. God chose faith, believing to get to him, because believing in an unseen God as you seek him out will actually have a power to lift you out of time and space.
Yes.
So you're seeking a God in the spirit world. It's lifting you from this place and you don't even know it. You're believing from faith to faith. Isaiah 28:10. It must be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. He reveals himself to you. It's methodical. God moves you along, increasing your faith as you extend yourself further out away from this place. If you cut this place, you'll believe more. See, faith is a mystery. The more you cut the world loose, the more you'll believe God. He'll become more and more real to you as you leave the fantasy-stricken realm. See, God is true. Cut fantasy and true will become real to you.
That's right.
If you stay interested in fantasies, movies, the songs, the music, the arts, the mess from here, then you're actually short-circuiting your ability to interact with God because you're bathing your soul in lies, make-believe, fantasy. God is not going to cohabitate with that which is fantasy-stricken because God is true. God is real. God is reality. You got to cut loose the make-believe world of the devil. The devil is a magician, and he's always stirring up make-believe fantasies to control your mind. Cut it loose, you advance in God, and you do it by believing. That's why the Bible is given as a focal point for you to understand truth, to have you somewhere to have somewhere for you to focus your mind. Bathe in it. Inundate your mind with it. Meditate on the word day and night. Then you'll have good success. This is where it is. David says, your law, your commandments, what you have said will be my daily meditation. Look at this. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godliness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. King James, hold back the truth in unrighteousness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them. See, they can see it. It's right before their very eyes. They suppress the truth. Because they got a wicked deal they're doing. Creflo will read the Bible right up to the point where it invalidates the lie he's telling. He's suppressing the truth because of his wickedness. He won't read anything that will disprove the mess he's teaching. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean you can think of what you want to think of and God will give it to you. He says, delight yourself in him. He'll place desires in your heart that are like his. You can't start naming it and claiming it with God. That's a lie. You can only speak from your mouth what God inspires you to speak from your mouth. Anything else is witchcraft and you trying to make God do what you say. That makes you God and God your servant. And God ain't nobody's Baal hop. They're lying wonders. I'll tell them to their face. You're a liar and the truth is not in you. It's garbage. They're using to take folks money. Because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, because they did that, because they became idolaters and lifted up signs of the horoscope, they became Geminis and Scorpios and Libras and Leos. God, because they lifted up the horoscopes, lifted up the host of heaven to worship above him. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity. King James, I think it's uncleanness. For the degrading of their bodies with one another. So you begin to fornicate. That's what caused it. Self-idolatry. You loved yourself. You were into yourself. You went out there in the world. The natural inclination is to fornicate. Sexual impurity, uncleanness came on you. I don't have to be there because the Bible tells me. Just like Jesus loves me, this I so because the, this I know because the Bible tells me so. I know what you were doing because the Bible tells me so. You went out there and you were given over to uncleanness because you're an idolater of yourself. You lifted yourself up. You read your horoscope every morning and you told the people your sign was Scorpio. And they said, ooh, Scorpio's freaky. You said, yeah, that's right. You thought that was a compliment. Yeah, I know them Scorpios, they sexy. And you walked around like an idiot trying to live up to your stupid definition of yourself given to you by the devil. He appended a birth sign to you. You even bought the ring with the color of your crazy birthstone on it, believing it. And now you're full of uncleanness. And now they want to make me the fall guy and say, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you think it's crazy. What did you do? You went out there and did it, didn't you? They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. So, I replaced God with a lie. And I worshipped and served the preacher, the creature, more than the Creator. I worshipped and served the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and all these rappers. And all these movie stars, and all these sports stars, and all these celebrities, more than the Creator. You see what happened? You loved yourself, so you start worshiping things that were like yourself, human beings. You are now degenerating. You are now falling from grace and falling deeper into self and the homosexual life that only glorifies man. God is being cut off from you. You worship and serve the stinking, filthy creature more than the Creator. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. I think the King James, vile affections. Even their women exchanged natural relations. Even their women, even the women. Lesbianism is everywhere now. It's walking through the schools in middle school and high school and in colleges. Even the women have freaked out. Exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts. Homosexual, that's your Bible verbatim. While you're sitting in your homosexual church telling me it's God loves everybody. He calls it indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. The due penalty for their perversion. Homosexual, repent. I'm not here against you. I'm here to save you. I'm the best friend you have because I'm telling you the truth. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind. The Bible says in King James, reprobate mind. A mind of a castaway. A mind that's irretrievable. A mind that's damned, condemned. To do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. That sounds just like 2 Timothy chapter 3. That's how the decay of society takes place. It comes from uncleanness through vile affections to reprobation. We're here at the reprobate mind right here, right now. Somebody better make a stand. Somebody better make a stand. There's a homosexual cosmocrator over this nation and over this world. And we need to stand against it.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to take a little break right here. I'm going to ask Barbara to come and pray against this homosexual spirit. single it out, zero in on the homosexual spirit. We're going to spend just about 3 or 4 minutes time of intercession against this thing to stop it from accosting these folks, especially these women. Women have been targeted by homosexual men to destroy them. While the homosexual man is destroyed by that spirit, it channels through the man to destroy the woman. We've got to come against it with everything we've got.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord. Father, we ask that you forgive us this day, Lord God, for any and everything, Lord God, that this spirit has placed in us, Lord God, especially on the work in the workplace, Lord God. It wants to keep Christians' mouths shut, Lord. We bind the spirits of tolerance, divisiveness, Lord, political correctness, Lord God. We bind the spirit of homosexuality, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, and lesbianism, Lord God. Father, where we practiced it, Lord God, even as being children, Lord God, when we touched on one another, Lord God, and being raised in the same bed, Lord God, with cousins, Lord God, friends, associates, Lord God, where little boys played with little boys on the back of the buses, Lord God. Father God, when nobody was looking, Lord God, when little girls and little boys was playing house, Lord God, mama and daddy, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're bringing it down to where it is, Lord God, how it got started, Lord God, to twist our minds around. A lot of us have forgotten about those things, Father God. But Lord, we ask today in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, we be honest, Lord God, and for real, and that we put this stuff on the table, Lord God, and allow you to deal with it from the root, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. We curse those spirits, Lord God, that's operating in our lives, Lord God. When we wink and blink, Lord God, at our daughters and at our sons, Lord God, when we see those things in them, Lord God, we don't address it, Lord God, because that means I got to be addressed, Lord God. Father God, certain things that we see in our children, we know we see it, Lord God, but we keep pacifying it, Lord God, trying to call it something else, Lord God, hoping that that's not what it is, Lord God. Give us the boldness and the strength, Lord God, to fast and to pray and to call the devil on the ground, Lord God, to call him, Lord God, Father God, and to curse him, Lord God, right where he is, Father. As we see that spirit, call it out, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, no, you don't need to wear that, because that bring on that butch spirit on you. Lord God, we got daughters on basketball teams, Lord God, and the coach is a lesbian. We know the coach is a lesbian, Lord God, but yet we still push our daughters on to be interacting with that spirit. We pushing them into an arena that they cannot deal with. They cannot handle it, Lord God. Father, it's time for us to use wisdom, Lord God, in everything that we do, Lord God. And Father, call a spade, Lord God. We curse the mind of Satan, Lord God, that want to dictate to us, Lord, and want us to be what he want us to be, Lord God. We don't belong to him, devil. We don't belong to you in the name of Jesus. Our children don't belong to you. They are set apart and sanctified because God brought them through us. They are his inheritance. And Lord God, they are your reward, Lord God. We rededicate them to you, Lord God. We rededicate ourselves to you, Father God. And Lord God, we surrender our wills to you, Lord God. Father God, those spirits that want to bow God situations, Lord God, run roughshod over people, Lord God. Father God, especially in bossy women, Lord God. Father, we curse that thing in the name of Jesus. Lord, old man, that's a pacifist, Lord God, that always want his wife to take care of things, Lord God. Always want to put her out front, Lord God, because he said he can't do it, Lord God. Yes. Or he's always into himself, Lord, never having enough, barely getting along, Father God. Then man, rise up and go get you another job to take care of your household. Yes. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God, that you've given us a vision, Lord God, for your church, Lord, and not to tolerate this spirit not one bit, Lord God. You're calling forth an army, Lord God, of men and women of God that will go forth, Lord, to destroy this spirit, Lord God, this homosexual spirit. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You will not go any further in our midst in Jesus' name. If you come, we're going to bring it. We're not going to sit back and not say anything to the homosexual in the break room that's bragging on how many guys he's done over the weekend, Lord God, for fear of losing a job. Devil, you got the wrong one today. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that you loosed on my son. I bind every spirit you loosed on my daughter. I bind every spirit that you loosed on
Lord God, because we love you, Lord God. We know that you love us, Lord God. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. I burn every spirit, Lord God, over the men that's trying to decide whether or not they want to come and be a part of this ministry. Lord God, we curse that spirit of homosexuality, Lord God. Where they whimpering and whining, Lord God, saying, I don't know if that's right. Man, fella, shake yourself off right now in the name of Jesus. Get into the army of God and live and be blessed, because God has called you to walk in this thing. He wants to give you the very best that he has for you. He created you in his image because he saw it was a good thing. Fella, pull up your pants and strap on your boots and let's get going. Father God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. It's time to move out and to become the man that God has called you to be. Stop shrinking back from your responsibility and binding the devil and destroying him in your home. Allow your wife to be the spiritual head in that house that ought not to be. It's time for you to call a prayer meeting, you to call a fast, you to lead them in prayer. Father God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We honor you today, Lord God. Because you're able, Lord God, to do exceedingly and abundantly, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of anything we could ever dare ask and thank God. We thank you, Lord God, for creating women that are helpmeets, Lord. That are intercessors, Lord God. And that want to walk alongside of a man, Lord God. And to be his helpmeet, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God, because you created us to do so, Lord. And love who you've created, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Because we know when you made us, you made a good thing. You didn't make no mistake. Well, we've been damaged, Lord, and injured by the homosexual spirit, Lord God. When we were raised up by fathers that were bathed in that spirit, Lord God. Father God, we ask for deliverance today, Lord God. Well, we've had mothers that have been hard, Lord God, that raised us up not to be ladylike because she didn't know, Lord. He didn't know, Lord God. Our fathers didn't know, Lord God, what they were doing, Father. But Lord God, although we came through them people, it was a good thing that you brought us to this place to belong to you today, Lord God. You made a way out of no way, Lord God. You're showing us what being whole is all about, Lord God. The whole man delivered and set free to go forth and to wage war with the enemy, Lord God. Set captive souls free, Father God. You did it because you saw, Lord God, in us was the spirit of war, Lord God. A spirit of a warrior.
Thank you, Lord.
To destroy the enemy, Lord. We don't have any reason to hold our heads down, Lord God. And like we're the gum on the bottom of somebody's shoe, Lord God. Father, you made us into your image, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You put a heart in us to praise and to worship you, Lord God. To honor you as God the Father. You put that in us, Lord God, to worship you and to love you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you today, Jesus, that I can lift up my voice, Lord God, and command the enemy to flee, and he has to flee, Lord God. Father, I praise you today, Lord God, that I'm an heir of God, a saint of righteousness, Lord God, to be able to stand, Lord God, and don't ever have to be ashamed of who I am, Lord God. Jesus, no matter what they say about me, Lord, they ain't saying it about me. They're saying it about you, Lord God. Because I'm going to stand, Lord. I don't care who likes it, who doesn't, Lord. If I have to lose a job, so what? You give me another one, Lord. It's only an assignment, Lord God, to lead others to you, Lord God. We're just passing through here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God,
Lord,
has had an active role in our lives, Lord God. You show us, Lord God, where it is, Lord God, and loose us from the power of darkness, that it may be destroyed in our flesh, that we may glorify you in the spirit and lead others to you, Lord God, not with jaundiced eye, Lord God, but in righteousness, Father God. And Father, we thank you for it today, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, because you're able to do anything, Father. I know you can do anything, Lord. I know you're tugging on the hearts of those that are to come here in Atlanta and to join us, Lord. You're dealing with the hearts. Make a way financially, Lord God. Make a way, Lord God. Just make a way. Put everything in order, Lord. If husband and wife need to come for a time of fellowship with one another, make a way for somebody to keep the children that's going to protect them, Lord God. And keep the children from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Make a way, Father. Lord, I know if there's a will, there's a way, Lord God, and you can do it. All you ask us to do is just to believe you, Lord God. Just to believe you, Lord God. And to know that you have not created us, Lord God, to destroy us, because you didn't create hell for us, but you created it for the devil and his angels, Lord God. You sent your son Jesus to show us the way, to give us an abundant life in him, Father God. And Father, we thank you for it, Lord. And that abundance means being free from a lesbian spirit and a homosexual spirit, Lord God. Father God, that's that other kingdom that abound us and captivated our minds daily, Lord God. Father God, that thing has risen up and gotten strong because the church is quiet, Lord God. Lord, we got to confront it, Lord. Everywhere we go, Father, we got to confront it. And we thank you for every dollar we're going to need to do it. We're going to need hundreds of millions of dollars to get this thing done, Lord God, to destroy the works of the devil, because the devil has set up citadels and kingdoms, Lord God, with just billions of dollars. And Father God, we know we're going to need it to be able to destroy him and get the job done. And we thank you for it, Lord. Send the help, the works, the praise and worshipers, Lord God, the men and women of God, Father. Send them for, Father God. Send them for, Father. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We honor you, we praise you, and we worship you, Lord God. We thank you for our pastor today, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. Give him the wisdom that he needs to lead this great people, Lord God. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, so what we want to see happen is multitudes of men set forth to lead in different arenas all over this city and the nation. This thing has got to be a corporate work of men called to do what they do. That's why you got to seek God for you. Let him give you a revelation of what he called you to do and walk in it. This thing ain't about controlling nobody and nobody being over nobody. Brethren dwelling together in unity. That's where the oil flows down over Aaron's beard, down onto his vestures and the anointing wrist. The homosexual spirit needs accolades given to it and the ego stroked and trying to be somebody. That's garbage. He needs somebody brown nosing him. And pepping him up and picking him up. No need that garbage. I appreciate people. I'll say, you know, if a message is good, if they did something with a blessing, I appreciate that. That was great and whatever. And the right kind of a person said, thank you, praise the Lord, and they go on. But to somebody who has to just sit there and bathe in your accolades, bathe in your groveling at their feet, that's a homosexual spirit. That's the difference. You don't let grass grow under your feet in this. You keep moving. You save 10, it's another 10 to save. You save 1,000, it's 10,000 more. You save 10,000, it's 1,000,000 more. You're not looking to hang around and be somebody. I'm bringing in a harvest. When everybody gets like that, you don't get bound with little nuances about what other people are doing because you're laboring, bringing in a harvest. I don't have time to think about that. I'm bringing in the sheaves. I'm bringing in heavy harvest, man. I don't even know what's around me. I don't know what you're doing. You better go start picking your crop and getting your basket full. That's how this thing's going to play itself out. Finishing up microscopically examining the homosexual spirit, we'll wrap it up with this. Most couples, or a lot of couples nowadays, if they're not saved, it's an absolute fact. But even in the church, a lot of married couples are bound by the homosexual spirit in their relationship. How do I know? They practice inordinate sex, oral sex, and anal sex. if you're married to a guy that wants you to have oral sex with him, he's a homosexual. If he wants to perform anal sex on you, he's a homosexual. If you're a woman and you want a guy to do that to you, you're a lesbian. That's an inordinate affection, the Bible calls it. He just told you you'd move from uncleanness, dishonoring your body with each other, to vile affections, and finally, a reprobate mind. Taking the natural use of the woman and using it for that which is against nature. Don't put your mouth on sexual organs. The only thing you see doing that is a dog out in your front lawn sniffing around each other. You know what the problem is? The homosexual spirit has also now let a canine spirit into you, and you got a dog spirit. How do I know that? I've cast them out, and I've seen them bark like a dog coming out of people. They got canine spirits, dog spirits. Tells you we're engaging in inordinate affections and oral sex and filth like that. Put in your mouth where body waste is eliminated from the human vessel. Don't talk to me. Don't try to make it normal. Don't try to make me see it. Don't tell me about a marriage being undefiled. When the Bible says marriage must be held in honor for the marriage bed not to be defiled. Not perverted, not filthy, not freaky, not flipped out. You got preachers in pulpits trying to defend the filth they're doing at home in their marriage bed. Flipping out their wives so the wife loves this kind of stuff because she's been flipped out by this homosexual man she's married to. We stand against it. We're coming against it. We're not going to back off of it. I'm trying to keep you out of hellfire and damnation. When you get that homosexual relationship in the home, you get submissive men and dominant women. Most folks, a lot of folks were brought up under that scenario. A dominant mother and a submissive father. Guys even make jokes about it. About how the wife, I got to check with the wife and see what she says. You know, you're the head, but the wife is the neck that turns the head. So the guy told me one time, I started to grab him. You're the head, but the wife is the neck that turns the head. You got to listen to her and see what way you got to look, you know. Look, man, stop. The head of every man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. You don't have to be dictatorial, dominating, and aggressive to be a man. Just get before God and just do what he says. See, that's all leadership is. As men as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. I'm not trying to dictate downstream. I'm looking upstream for direction.
Yeah. Amen.
That's all it is. I'm listening to Jesus Christ. Tell me what to do. I'm not trying to force anybody to listen to me or trying to dominate them. I'm trying to get direction from upstream.
Yeah.
So that means as a man, you got to spend your time in prayer. See, it's prayer with your wife and prayer with other people, but you got to have some prayer with God for yourself.